Hi there. We're so glad you found the Fabric Podcast. Before you start listening, we wanted to let you know that this is one of our earlier episodes where our show was called The Check-In. On these episodes, we talk about the company, giving you insight into who we are and what we do. But in 2019, we realized we really want to focus more on company culture. So we refocused and renamed the podcast. So just a heads up that this earlier episode is still us, the team from The Receptionist, but just with a different show name and a slightly different focus. Thanks for listening. On this episode of The Check-In, I am joined by Ryan Wettig, sole iOS developer for The Receptionist, and we are covering a really fun topic, the holidays. So we talk all about how The Receptionist wraps up the year, both from a business standpoint, where they head to a day-long meeting, checking in about their progress, reviewing their goals, and thinking about the upcoming year, to the interesting way that they celebrate the holidays as a team, with a dinner in January. We also talked about taking time off, because that's a lot of times what people like to do at the holidays, relax, reconnect. But sometimes that can be hard, especially when radical customer service is so important. But as you can probably guess, people are not working all week long. They've come up with a really creative way to make sure that customers are taken care of, but also employees are taken care of. You're going to want to hear this. You probably will want to try it as well. So stick around as we talk with Ryan about all the holiday traditions that The Receptionist has, and how they're making sure that radical customer service and radically taking care of their employees is at the forefront of how they tackle the holidays. Ryan, thank you so much for joining us on The Check-In. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. All right, so before we get started, tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do at The Receptionist, and how did you come to join the team?
Yeah, so my name's Ryan Wettig. I am the sole iOS developer for The Receptionist. So obviously, I build and maintain the app and all of the mobile app side of the product. But along with that, I also kind of do some higher level stuff. You know, being the only mobile developer, I kind of get to speak for the mobile side of the business and the mobile side of the product, whether that's how certain product decisions are going to impact the sales team or impact marketing, you know, and just making sure that everything that I do is helping the business go in the right direction. So it's a unique position in that way. And then I even do some working directly with, you know, customers, whether that's doing support type issues or, you know, just scoping out new features, making sure their needs are met. And if they're not, you know, how can we work together and collaborate to meet those needs?
Yeah, we had an episode where we talked about feature requests and how important that is to the company and how you're involved in that. And one of the things that I love about The Receptionist is just how everyone works together as a team.
Mm-hmm.
So with that in mind,
yeah, I mean, it was,
It
was one of the first days that Andy was like, I would love for you to be interacting directly with customers, you know, which is not something that most developers do.
Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, I agree. I think that's what we need to do. I mean, you're only going to build a product that people want to use if you interact with the people that are using it, right? So I think that's great.
Yeah, and we're going to get to your radical customer service in a little bit. But to dive into this, we're talking about the holidays and specifically how your company tackles that. So how does The Receptionist wrap up the year?
Yeah, so every year we typically do a full day meeting, an offsite meeting. We get out of the office, we go somewhere cool, and we spend the whole day basically reflecting on the year, the goals we set, and did we meet those goals? You know, what worked, what didn't work? And it's really a great time to reflect and look back and say, wow, we got a lot done. But then also like pointing the needle ahead and being like, okay, what's next year going to look like? What are we trying to achieve? And it's just a great way to cap the year. Like we set a theme basically, or like a company goal for the year. And that trickles down into like the departments and then, you know, eventually to the individual of like, what am I going to get done this year? What am I going to be able to look back on next year and say like, yeah, damn, that was a great year. I got that done, you know? So that's basically our tradition. And this year is no exception.
That's great. So at that meeting, and we had a great episode with Jessica and Dylan about how you all make sure your meetings do not suck. So I would imagine this is a very fun day that you spend together. So you're wrapping up on the current year's goals, and then are you also setting next year's goals at that same meeting?
Yeah, it depends on the year. I mean, yes, we're definitely setting a goal at a company level, and then depending on, you know, how much time we have or the way we're running that meeting, we might get a little more specific. But yeah, oftentimes it's kind of like, with everything we just did, how can we do better? And like, what's that next step? You know, let's do even better next year. And we try and set that, you know, goal for ourselves.
Yeah, that's awesome. So that's obviously on the business side of things. What about more from a team perspective or company morale? Do you have any, you know, holiday sort of gatherings or events or anything kind of fun to acknowledge the end of the year? Not that your meetings are not fun, but anything sort of, you know, holiday-esque that happens?
Yeah. Actually, we're kind of unique in that this has become a tradition, and I could tell you a little bit of the backstory, but we do our holiday party in January.
Oh.
So after the holidays, basically, because a couple of years back, I mean, we do a big dinner, and you know, we always do a nice fancy dinner somewhere, and plus ones are welcome. And so as our team was growing, you know, we're reaching like 20 people, and finding a dinner reservation at a place we wanted to go with 20 people that matched everyone's holiday schedule proved to be really difficult. We said, you know, we're a small company. Who cares? Let's do it in January. And it ended up being great, because nothing's worse than like having a busy holiday schedule and trying to squeeze more things in. Right. So we're kind of like, let's do it after the smoke clears. And like, that's our tradition now. We always do a big, you know, fancy dinner in January, and it's really great. We really like that.
Well, and I love that too, because this is how I feel about my birthday. My birthday's in December. So I love it when I can just stretch out the celebration when someone's like, oh, you know, let's go out to breakfast on your birthday. I'm like, yes, please. And then someone's like, oh, well, I can't take you to a drink yet. Let's go do that next week. And I'm like, yes, let's stretch out the celebration. So I love that you're bringing, you're keeping that holiday cheer going into the new year.
Yeah, exactly. It's nice when you're like, oh man, the holidays are all done. And it's like, oh wait, no, I still have one more fun thing to do, you know?
Yeah. And I agree too, that it does get so busy over the holidays with all of those events. And then, you know, the other people in your life have events that you need to go to. So that's nice that, you know, you don't have to feel like that's a stressful thing you're doing, but instead you really get to enjoy it when the time comes.
Yeah. And it's very indicative of our company too, to be like, who says we have to do a holiday party in December? Like,
yes,
we can, let's break the rules, you know, like, let's do whatever we think's best. Let's pick January. Okay, fine. You know, like, that's kind of how we do business every day. And I think it's pretty funny that it turned out that way.
Yeah, I love that. So now, something that is typically traditional at the holidays is people taking time off. Now, I know some big companies shut down to save funds, but obviously they're not necessarily as customer facing as you all are. So can you talk to us about how you all handle time off? And it might look different for different members of the company.
Yeah. So basically, I mean, so previous to last year, it was kind of a free for all. I mean, we were still growing, and it was kind of, everyone kind of took turns and filled in when they could. But starting with last year, we got to this point where we're like, well, let's sit down and really think about like, what are we trying to achieve here with the holidays, right? What do we want to present to as a business, right? Do we want to look like our customers come first before all else? Or do we want to look like, you know, the employee's time is important and the work they put in is important? And we kind of decided we want both, right? The leadership team came and they said, we want both. We want to make sure that everyone feels like they have the time that, you know, to spend with their loved ones and like relax and take some time off. But we don't want to neglect our customers or anything like that, because that is very important to us, right? Making sure that our customers are satisfied at all times. So what we actually came up with is a policy where within the week between Christmas and New Year's, we're sort of closed, but we do 2 1-hour time slots every day, one in the morning and one in the evening. And one person is assigned each hour time slot. So within that week, usually you only work 1 hour, right? But that still means that every day there's 2 hours of the day where emails are getting answered, you know, phones are being picked up and responded to. Like, we're making sure that our customers are still, you know, their issues are still being met. And of course, if there's anything, you know, crucial that needed to be done, we'd do that as well. But it really worked out great last year. I mean, everyone was able to take trips, and, you know, like, you just had to sit down for 1 hour in that week and hammer out some emails and make sure everything was tended to. But overall, you still felt like you barely, you know, basically barely worked at all. And we did that company wide, you know, and it worked really, really well. And again, with this, it's a big piece of that is communicating to the customers. You know, we had messaging that went out that's like, this is the way we're doing the holidays, and this is why, you know, like, we want to respect the employees' time. And we want to be a company that shows that we care and we're really genuine. And I think it like really resonated with people that, oh, okay, you know, it's understandable that I have to wait a couple hours to hear back as opposed to a couple minutes because, you know, they're actually doing something really cool as a company. And I think that it worked out pretty well in that way.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, I think that, you know, obviously you all are such big proponents of radical customer service, but I just think that that's, you know, radical taking care of your team as well, thinking outside of the box and really making sure that the members of our team have their vacations, have their time off, but we also need to take care of our customers. And here's a way that we can do that. So I think that's so ingenious. Right.
Yeah, like we really wanted to. I mean, our initial gut reaction was, let's just close for the whole week. And then it was like, you know what? We're just not comfortable with that. We don't want, that's not who we are, right? Like, we don't want anyone to feel like they're neglected. So we found this nice happy medium where everyone got kind of the best of both worlds.
Yeah. And I would think too that some of your customers are probably taking that week off, right? Or maybe more time. So I would imagine it's a quieter time in terms of the people reaching out. Did you find that that was the case?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that's kind of why we were initially leaning to just taking, you know, just closing up completely is it's like, well, if we're all working, it's going to be a slow week anyway. And, you know, in terms of the support. So that was kind of our initial gut. But like I said, there still was some things that came through and we were really glad that we were able to get back to those people. I think they really liked that, you know, wasn't completely closed up shop.
Absolutely. So if a company wanted to try something like this, so when you each were doing your 1 hour, was this more on the customer service side, you know, making sure that those pieces were handled? Or were you also checking in on the tasks for your own role? Like, were you doing any sort of developer tasks during this time? Or was it really more of the customer facing pieces?
It was really just the customer facing pieces, making sure that, you know, everything's handled, everyone's functional, right? Like if someone's having an issue or they need help setting something up, we don't want them to have to wait a week for that, right? We want them to only have to, in this case, wait a couple hours, hopefully. And so, yeah, it was all customer service. And I mean, that kind of speaks to our company though, is that anyone can jump in and do customer service and customer support. And like, we can all share that task and it's never, I mean, obviously we have some great customer support specialists that are pros. But everyone else has enough knowledge of the product that they can jump in and help in most cases. And that's super helpful for us.
Yeah, I think that's great that just sort of your overall company culture and how you set things up really does allow for everyone to step into this role during this holiday week. And, you know, I know Andy, your CEO, he's not going to sit there and be, you know, concerned or how do I address these calls? He's taking customer calls during the year anyway. So he can definitely handle that while, you know, everyone else is taking some time off, as well as everyone else on the team can. So I love that the way you all function as a unit throughout the year really does set you up well to take this kind of stance during that holiday week.
Yeah. Yeah. It works out really well. And it just helps. I mean, it helps everyone really be grounded with what we're doing, right? It's really easy to sit in your office and never talk to a customer, but then you kind of lose sight of maybe a good direction for the product or what, you know, is this a good idea? I don't know. I haven't spoken to a customer in 6 months. Right. And so for us, that's not 6 months. That could be, you know, 6 hours generally. So it really just makes sure that everyone's, you know, in tune with what's going on. And it makes us, I think, go in a really good direction all the time.
Yeah. And part of what you mentioned that I think helps you maintain that radical customer service is the communication, like you said, because no, we're not available 24/7 right now, but we're going to be very clear with when we are available and why we're taking the time to do this. So I think that that's so great that communication part is acknowledged as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a lot of times that just gets lost in translation or, I mean, a lot of companies may just forget to like even communicate that. They may be implied or something like that. But we do that all the time. Even if we're in like an all day meeting, like our end of year meeting, for instance, we'll always put up messaging that's saying like, we're in a meeting all day today. So like, we'll get to you when we can, but your responses will be a little delayed. And it just helps so much, you know, much better than people just coming to us and not hearing back and being like, you know, why aren't they responding? At least they can read that and be like, oh, okay, I get it. You know, it just helps so much.
Yeah, well, especially with, I know your customers are used to such a high level of customer service that if all of a sudden, you know, you guys went radio silent, that would be very strange. So I think, you know, it makes complete sense that you all have thought that through, that not only are we going to take care of ourselves and our customers, but we're going to be clear about how we're doing this and why. And as a customer, I think you totally understand those things as long as it's communicated, right? There's no issue with a company taking time off at the holidays because you've got me covered. I know when I'll be able to hear back from you. So I think that's great. Right. It just,
it's all about managing expectations, right? I mean, if everyone gets amazing customer service and instant responses all the time and they're used to that, at least if you can say like, trust me, we're still good. We're still going to do that. Just not right now. And they get that. And it just shows that it's good to show that, like, you know, we're all on the same team here. You know, we're humans over here working just like you are. We want to make sure that you're happy and everything's working, but we got to take care of some things. And it just helps kind of build that teamwork with the customers.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think these are, you know, some great holiday traditions you already talked about, is that end of year meeting where you're checking in on the goals, maybe setting some goals for next year. You've got a great meal in January. You get to take some time off and only work an hour during the week. That all sounds amazing. Any other holiday traditions you all have that we haven't touched on yet?
I mean, not really. That's kind of it. I mean, usually during the dinner, we love to, you know, kick back and have fun and kind of talk about how much we did that year. Andy will usually kind of give a speech, which is always really good. And, you know, he kind of hits everyone and says something good about you and what you did that year. And it's just a really good time to be together.
Yeah, that's nice. I would imagine that Andy gives really great speeches like that.
He strikes me as someone who would do that
really well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it always comes out of nowhere when you're least expecting it. It's great.
So these have been some really great ideas. So if we have anyone listening who's also a part of a bootstrap tech startup and they're wanting to support their employees so that they can enjoy some downtime at the holidays, any, you know, words of wisdom? I love this idea about taking that week and having people sort of tag team so they can enjoy the time off. Any other thoughts or even just words of wisdom to encourage people to give that a try?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think kind of echoing back what I said earlier is like, you got to really think before you make any decisions, you got to think at a high level, like what kind of company do we want to be, right? What kind of culture are we trying to show, not just to our customers, but to our employees, right? Do we want to be a company that just is work all the time? Or do we want to be like, you know, we're a happy place to be. We want to respect our employees. But we also, you know, or we only want to serve the customers, whatever it is, you got to find what that means to you and then own it and stick to it. Right. And so take charge of that, decide what's important and stick to it. So we decided we want kind of a little bit of both. We want to make sure everyone can take the time they need, but we're not going to neglect any customers or anything like that. And just own up to it. I mean, if you can promote that even and say, look, this is the kind of company that we are. This is the reason we're doing this. If you don't want to do business with us because of that, then we probably don't want to do business with you anyway.
Yeah.
You know, we want to make sure that we're all on the same page here. And if you, you know, and I think that just really works, and it makes sure that the customers you do have are happy customers, right? And we don't want unhappy customers. It's not good for them. Obviously it's not good for us. We just want everyone to be, and you know, satisfied. So that'd probably be my advice, is just figure out what you want and stick to it and own it. And, you know, go from there.
Yeah. And I love that it's a happy medium. It's not one or the other, right? It's not shut down or work the entire time. It's, there was that middle point that works for everybody. And like you said, really speaks to who you are as a company and who you want to portray yourself as and how you want to support your customers. So I love that that was the solution that you all came up with. And I assume that's what's happening this year as well as we approach the holiday season.
Yep. Yeah. That's kind of our new policy going forward. So probably the next couple of years.
Awesome. Until you come up with another genius idea for how to handle those things.
I don't know. It's a pretty good idea.
It is. I know. I don't know how you can top that, but I mean, if anyone could, I think it would be you guys, but we'll circle back in a few years and see if you came up with anything else. But I mean, I think that's super smart. It's probably only until, you know, your team doubles and then you're only having to work like half an hour a week or something
right,
like that.
Exactly.
You know,
we can make it, if anything, we can make it better somehow. We'll
yeah.
see.
As the team grows, we just have to work a little bit less.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Ryan. This was really enjoyable. And I loved hearing all about how the receptionist handles the holidays. So thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
We hope that you got some good insight into happiness, what we've got going on to ensure that our team and our clients are happy, and maybe what you would like to do to increase the satisfaction or measure that satisfaction for your own clients and customers. And if you'd like to check out our 2-week free trial with no credit card required and to see what we do to make our potential customers and then customers happy, check us out at thereceptionist.com.